Ezekiel, chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was struck, in the very same day, the hand of Yahweh was on me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God he brought me into the land of Israel, and set me down on a very high mountain, on which was, as it were, the frame of a city on the south. And he brought me there, and, look, there was a man, whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and set your heart on all that I will show you, for, to the intent that I may show them to you, you were brought here, declare all that you see to the house of Israel, and, look, a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed 6 cubits long, of a cubit and a handbreadth each, so he measured the thickness of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. Then he came to the gate which looks toward the east, and went up its steps, and he measured the threshold of the gate, 1 reed broad, and the other threshold, 1 reed broad. And every lodge was 1 reed long, and 1 reed broad, and the space between the lodges was 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate toward the house was 1 reed. He measured also the porch of the gate, 8 cubits, and its posts, 2 cubits, and the porch of the gate was toward the house. And the lodges of the gate eastward were 3 on this side, and 3 on that side, the 3 of them were of 1 measure, and the posts had 1 measure on this side and on that side. And he measured the width of the opening of the gate, 10 cubits, and the length of the gate, 13 cubits. And a border before the lodges, 1 cubit on this side, and a border, 1 cubit on that side, and the lodges, 6 cubits on this side, and 6 cubits on that side. And he measured the gate from the roof of the one lodge to the roof of the other, a width of 25 cubits, door against door. He also made posts, 80 cubits, and the court went all round the gate reaching to the posts. And from the forefront of the gate at the entrance to the forefront of the inner porch of the gate were 50 cubits. And there were closed windows to the lodges, and to their posts inside the gate round about, and likewise to the arches, and windows were round about inward, and on each post were palm trees. Then brought he me into the outer court, and, look, there were chambers and a pavement, made for the court round about, 30 chambers were on the pavement. And the pavement was by the side of the gates, answerable to the length of the gates, even the lower pavement. Then he measured the length from the forefront of the lower gate to the forefront of the inner court outside, 100 cubits, both on the east and on the north. And the gate of the outer court whose prospect is toward the north, he measured its length and its width. And its lodges were 3 on this side and 3 on that side, and its posts and its arch was after the measure of the first gate, its length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And its windows, and its arch, and its palm trees, were after the measure of the gate whose prospect is toward the east, and they went up to it by 7 steps, and its arch was before them. And there was a gate to the inner court opposite the other gate, both on the north and on the east, and he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. And he led me toward the south, and, look, a gate toward the south, and he measured its posts and its arch according to these measures. And there were windows in it and in its arch round about, like those windows, the length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps to go up to it, and its arch was before them, and it had palm trees, 1 on this side, and another on that side, on its posts. And there was a gate to the inner court toward the south, and he measured from gate to gate toward the south 100 cubits. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and he measured the south gate according to these measures. And its lodges, and its posts, and its arch, according to these measures, and there were windows in it and in its arch round about, it was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. And there were arches round about, 25 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad. And its post was toward the outer court, and palm trees were on its posts, and the ascent to it had 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to these measures. And its lodges, and its posts, and its arch, according to these measures, and there were windows in it and in its arch round about, it was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. And its post was toward the outer court, and palm trees were on its posts, on this side, and on that side, and the ascent to it had 8 steps. And he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it according to these measures. Its lodges, its posts, and its arch, and there were windows in it round about, the length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And its post was toward the outer court, and palm trees were on its posts, on this side, and on that side, and the ascent to it had 8 steps. And a chamber with its door was by the posts at the gates, there they washed the burnt offering. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on this side, and 2 tables on that side, to slay on them the burnt offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering. And on the one side outside, as one goes up to the entry of the gate toward the north, were 2 tables, and on the other side, which belonged to the porch of the gate, were 2 tables. 4 tables were on this side, and 4 tables on that side, by the side of the gate, 8 tables, on which they slew the sacrifices. And there were 4 tables for the burnt offering, of cut stone, 1.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits broad, and 1 cubit high, on which they laid the instruments with which they slew the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the hooks, 1 handbreadth long, were fastened inside round about, and the flesh of the oblation was brought to the tables. And outside the inner gate were chambers for the singers in the inner court, which was at the side of the north gate, and their prospects were toward the south, one at the side of the east gate having the prospect toward the north. And he said to me, "This chamber, whose prospect is toward the south, is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house. And the chamber whose prospect is toward the north is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who from among the sons of Levi come near to Yahweh to minister to him." And he measured the court, 100 cubits long, and 100 cubits broad, 4 square, and the altar was before the house. Then he brought me to the porch of the house, and measured each post of the porch, 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side, and the width of the gate was 3 cubits on this side, and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the width 11 cubits, and on 10 steps they went up to it, and there were pillars by the posts, one on this side, and another on that side.